Brian,
this is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down is your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand. On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand. It's a great day for you here. Great day for me here. Great day for all of us here because we are living once again. We're able to do the things that we want to do. Thank God we have another day. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show, the greatest podcast in the history of entire podcasts, which is saying something. And with that being said, I want to ensure that I bring you the top quality performance and entertainment of podcasting. That didn't even make sense. I'm going to be honest with you. I was trying to go on the fly. That made no sense. But what I'm trying to say is, with this being the greatest podcast of all time, I want to make sure I continue to bring quality, great guests, and great entertainment. There we go. That made sense. So with that being said, for the rest of the year, I know, for the remaining 6 weeks, is there 6 weeks in the rest of the year? I think there's about 6 weeks. So I'm pulling out the iPhone. Let's check it out. Well, I'm recording this on November the 17th, but y'all will hear this same intro for the rest of the year. So I'll just say that. For the rest of the year, I'm going to be taking time off to get with Monty, get with Motai, and brainstorm and come back with a better, bigger, badder, more awesomeness podcast of the Brad Gilmore Show. And I mean, I really just want to make sure we're giving you the greatest show that you can have. So don't worry, though. I know some of you are like, man, I'm not going to get Brad Gilmore Show every Monday. What? Wow. Don't worry. You're going to be getting the show, just not brand new shows. But if you followed the podcast for the last year and a half or so, they are going to be brand new shows because I am playing episodes of the Brad Gilmore Show from my early iterations on online radio, be it either the Local Life Houston Network or the GMT Radio Network. So I'm going to be playing classic shows filled with great guests such as Slim Thug, Paul Wall, Leland, DeLorean, Dobeezy, Propane, LES. There could be great guests on the show all the rest of the year. They're going to be classic episodes. You're going to hear me. You're going to hear Peaches. You're going to hear DJ Motai, the original cast of the Brad Gilmore Show, and all kinds of debauchery. I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to give you a disclaimer right now. Anything I say on these shows, I do not know if I agree with currently today, because these shows, as you're going to be able to tell, were done when I was very young. I think I was 17 or 18 when a lot of these shows were recorded, 17, 18, 19. So I was definitely saying crazy and wild things, and probably was just saying them to say them, but I will say they were entertaining always. We always had entertaining shows on the Brad Gilmore Show. So it's going to be interesting. I'm sure I'm going to get some hate tweets at Brad Gilmore, at Brad Gilmore Show. But it's going to be fun, guys. So anything I say, I'm just going to put a disclaimer out right now. Don't take it seriously. It's just for fun, just comedic effect. So it should be great, though, to hear these old episodes. I'm going to be tuning in, trying to find out what the hell I was saying, what Peaches was saying, and what Motai was saying, just like each and every one of you, every Monday morning for the rest of the year. And then the first Monday of the new year, I will be back. We will be back with the brand new Brad Gilmore Show. So it's going to be really exciting. So here we go. It's time for DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show, which for the rest of the year will be one song. And it's 2011's newest single, Dance Floor to the Sun. You can get it on iTunes and Spotify right now. Right now. Good stuff coming for 2011, too. And good stuff coming for Brad Gilmore, actually. Real quick, I've been doing a lot of great stuff in conjunction with the podcast and other forms of entertainment to solidify myself as the entertainment world champion. Christmas Chaos, December the 13th, realitywrestling.com for more info. If you're listening to this after December the 13th, go to realitywrestling.com for our 2015 live event schedule. It'll be up there. Buy tickets, buy tickets, buy tickets. Tune in on the Cube or Soul of the South Network, SSN.TV, for new episodes of Reality of Wrestling. I just got to get all those plugs out of the way so that now you can enjoy the Brad Gilmore Show as it was meant to be, uncut, uncensored, unedited, and unknown to Brad Gilmore what the hell he is saying. So here it is, Dance Floor to the Sun, followed by some archived Brad Gilmore Show.
That body I wanna do. Damn girl, I'm feeling you. So let's just do. And me, I'm in that place you wanna be. Yeah girl, I'm talking VIP. So let's just be. So let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forget everyone we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon. We don't need no fancy cars. Still a living shoot and stars. Forget your phone, let's have some.
Like the Huxtables, but I'm just trying to figure out if I love you though. Cause you know what they say about your type. Off-white, model like, only order salads right. Petite, with an accent that stick as hell. Real sweet, with some eyes like you're from Brazil. And well, I can tell that you're feeling this. And in them Louis Vuittons, girl, you be killing it. This is something that I've been on. And your body I can send on. Friend zone, I'm just asking what the fuck is that. You're not trying to fall in love, good luck with that. Cause your mama say better get stuck with that. And your friends say he is where the buzz is at. So, why you trying to act mean, girl, when you know your boy tighter than them skinny jeans, girls fit like a list, but I gotta keep it clean, girl. You just gotta try me once. I'm a fiend, girl, dream girl. Something like Beyonce, ring girl. Something like Beyonce. One day, maybe a bunch of kids like the Brady. Trying to say the world, why clap on some Haiti. Lately, baby, I've been thinking I can change for you. Got a boy playing a new game
so
for you.
Let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forget what we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon.
To the sun, you worked all day, got a little bit done. That's okay, now the night begins. As long as we don't go home tonight, never ends. So, oh, yo, we way past go. Collect 200, now let's head to the show. See your favorite band with a drink in the hand. The way you look at me, it's clear I'm the man. But this ain't about me, this about you. The way you're looking at me is how I'm looking at you. With them cat eye shapes, thin little waist, thick old ass and the lips that taste. Say what you think about, she said nothing. It's easy to see that heart start to pumping, pulse increasing, cheeks start to blushing. But do you want to be starting some? Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Your mama don't like me, daddy wanna fight me. I don't really care, you down or not. We can hop in the truck, drive far away. And with a little luck, maybe you stay in my bed, rest your head. And we can think about the greatest day.
So let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forget what we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show. I'm your host, Brad Gilmore.
And I'm Peaches.
And DJ Motai.
I changed the title up. You know what I'm saying? I put the with in there because I need they need to know. They need to know that y'all are here. Y'all are here with me. Y'all are rocking with me. It might be the Brad Gilmore Show, but Peaches is just as important. DJ Motai is just important. Local Life Houston is the most important. You feel me? That's what that banner says over there. Which I'm kind of mad. I went to look, and like the big painting that was on the back wall is gone, which kind of makes me a little sad.
But there's a cool Optimus Prime looking thing.
The Optimus
there.
Prime thing's pretty tight too.
It is.
But we have a great show for you today. Peaches, you want to tell them who our guest is today?
Our guest today is Mr. 6'6" himself, Mr. Slim Thug.
Slim Thugga of. I guess he's indie now. I was going to say of Swisher House.
Of Houston.
Houston.
Slim Thug of Houston.
Stave is his name. That's his real name.
Is that how you say his name?
I want him to come.
Stave.
He's going to have to pronounce that for me because it's like S-T-A-Y-V-E.
Yeah, Stave. That's how you're supposed to say it. Stave. Stive.
There might be an accent over the E. We don't know.
You know, we're going to ask him all about his new book, How to Survive in a Recession.
If you haven't read it, go get it and read it right quick.
It's on Amazon, and it's also on iTunes. You can go get it for your iBook reader
or your Kindle or your Nook or your
Is there physical
iPhone?
Books? I think there are physical books, too. I don't know where you get those.
I think there is.
Maybe yeah. Barnes & Noble.
It's a little short. It's more like a pamphlet.
You took the words out of my mouth. It's a pamphlet.
It's kind of pamphlety. But you know what? It's actually very entertaining. It's very entertaining. But we're going to start.
It's a bunch of things in one.
It's a bunch of things in one. I do agree with that. But we're going to start this... The show, waiting for our good guest to get here. DJ Motai is going to get us a little mix, so spin away, little daddy. What's up, everybody? Here we are. We are live on the Brad Gilmore Show. That was 2011.
Yo, what up?
When She Home, featuring Stocks on there. We got, like I said, we got a great guest today. We're going to talk about his new book, How to Survive in a Recession. And I know the author might seem a little strange to most people, but guess what? He actually has some really valid points in the book. Our guest today is none other than Slim Thug.
Huh, what up with it?
Huh, I like that.
Huh.
I wish my voice was like that, eight octaves lower, so I could do that. Huh.
That's it. That's the signature sound, huh?
We had a conversation before you came in here. We need to know how to pronounce your actual name. She said Stave.
I did not say that.
Steve.
It's like Dave. Just like Dave. Stave.
So it's like a hybrid of Dave and Steve.
I guess so, yeah.
So there's Stave. No accent over the E.
Nah, it's just Stave.
I thought it was like Stave.
It's like Dave Stave.
See, it's simple. See,
nobody ain't got it.
She's trying to make you sound ratchet. She's trying to make you sound ratchet.
Me and my son got that name, you know, so we feel extra special. Yeah, Stave Jr.
You expecting him to do the third? Will they call him Trey Stave?
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he got the next one coming on the third. He's going to be a big basketball player, so he's going to make the original name cool.
I feel that.
So
I feel that. Stave.
You know my basketball player off top?
Yeah, off top. 10 years old. He ain't lost a game, played the season, won the championship, MVP. He out of here. He good.
I feel that. I feel that. So, like I said, you have a book out.
Right.
It's a book. It's not an album. It's not a mixtape. It's not
a book.
It's a book. All right.
Another slash.
So how did this book come about? What made you want to write a book?
I really was just rapping, man. And I said on iRun, I'm about to write a book, How to Survive in the Recession. And after that, fans began to ask, so when the book coming out? You know, because, you know, I'm known for keeping it 100 in my rhymes or whatever. So eventually, after I heard a few people, you know, asked about it, I began to write stuff on my iPhone, different tips. I was like, well, I could just do 100 tips of what I do to save bread, and then that'd be a book, you know what I'm saying? So I then was at Memorial doing my little daily run, and I seen a little girl run, you know, a nice little chick walk running by or whatever. So I holler, like, let's go get lunch. We grab lunch, and, I do this. Okay, well, I got an idea for a book. Next thing you know, come to the house just like this and record, and I got a book out. It's that easy.
See, I want to write a book. I want to write a book.
That's all you got to do.
I want to write a book called What It Smelled Like, Madam.
Brad.
See, I guess she was more, you know, into doing it because, you know, I already had a fan base or whatever, you know. So, you know, I don't know how easy it is, you know, coming with a book, you know, to her, what it'll be. I don't even know how her track record is as far as books. I don't know really nothing about putting out
she was
books.
Just like, I'm going to publish your book, and you're like, let's go.
See, she said she was a publisher. So I said, okay, well, I got a book idea. Let's do it. You know, I really didn't care, you know, if she was, you know, the biggest publisher or not. I just wanted a book. I wanted to slash, and I wanted to do something. I didn't want to do nothing about my life. I felt like that would have been selfish. I wanted to do something I felt like was giving back, you know, teaching somebody something. You know, somebody can get a person like me, though. I was really, you know, serious about it. I was like, hey, I don't want y'all to rewrite my words. I want y'all to write it just like I'm saying it, you know.
And that's exactly how
that's
reads.
Our language. You know, that's you know, people I'm from the hood. I ain't had nothing, born into nothing. And I got out of there. So, you know, I want to talk to the people who like me. So that's why I made sure she write it like I told her. Because I done read books and get to words like, hold up, what is this? And what does that mean? Nah, I want you to understand my slanguage. You know, I want to talk to you
your
like slanguage. I'm talking to you.
Slanguage. Did you catch that?
I caught that. See, I respect Slim. I'm going to tell you why I respect Slim. I started reading the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I got to read this because there's no way that if you're from anywhere and you heard Slim Thug wrote a book about, you know, economic tips, I'd have read it. But this is why I liked it. I'm going to tell you. It was in the first couple pages. The dedication said, to my motherfucking self.
Right.
And after that, I was like,
the
I'm
last
sold.
Word was bitches.
I'm sold. Yeah.
Well,
that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Like, you could have talked about how to survive in a fucking economic downpour, how to survive in a hurricane,
right.
How to survive, you know, 12 bad bitches mobbing you. But you wrote How to Survive Around a Session, and you dedicated it to yourself.
Right.
Why did you dedicate it to you?
Really, because I ain't really feel like I needed to dedicate to nobody else.
Not
like, nobody else ain't do it. I really did it. I mean, Stave Jr. going to be straight. He going to play basketball. You know what I'm saying? So, and he going to be good off of me. So, I just really did it for myself, man, just to show myself I can do it.
And then, you know? So when you, like, were talking to, like, your people, like, because, you know, a good friend of mine is your nephew, actually, Young Vaughn.
Young Vaughn.
When you told Vaughn that you're writing a book.
Nobody believe me, of course. Nobody, you know, I play so much. Nobody, that's the thing about me, even on Twitter. Like, people think I'm so wild because I play so much that nobody can determine when I'm serious and when I'm just playing. That's my con to the world, though, basically. That's how I basically do what I do. Like, I can walk up to a girl and just basically tell her, hey, man, and touch on her, like, let me see you naked or say anything. Because so many people are so used to me being reckless, they think everything I say is a joke, you know what I'm saying? Or they be like, you know, they don't know if I'm serious or not, so I get away with murder. It's pretty fun.
It sounds pretty fun.
It is.
I would like to be Slim for a day, just to be like, hey, women, come over here.
You can say whatever you want to say.
Let me finagle you. That's how I would say it. Does that work?
And nobody get offended, though. Nobody get offended because they just be like, oh, that's Slim. He's just crazy like that.
So you started writing the book back when I Run first dropped?
Nah, it was a little after that. Like I said, it was after a few people requested, after a few people kept asking me. It been a while, though. I wrote it a while back. Matter of fact, I might got it in my iPhone. You know, they said the dates, but, you know, it was a while back. I remember being in L.A., and I remember being at Hooters when I was on my, like, 25th tip.
Not
so it was that was about 2 years ago, I know for sure. So,
you got to 25 2 years ago, and that, I mean, that was pretty much the first chapter, right?
Right.
The first chapter was your 25 tips to pretty much greatness.
Yeah, what took the longest was actually finding a publisher to, you know, because I really wasn't even, honestly, I wasn't even looking for no publisher. It was just because I had met this girl and she said she was a publisher, the reason why I got this book out. It wasn't like I was really serious, like, oh, I'm going to write a book, I'm going to find a publisher, I'm going to do this, I'll just let it all just happen. It kind of did like that. So
he's chewing on his.
I just left Twin Peaks. I'm sorry.
And
we know what kind of restaurant Slim likes. He said Hooters and Twin Peaks within 20 seconds
Peaks,
of each other.
Right.
Which do you like better? See, I kind
of
find
neither
some
one of them. Actually,
you know, that's part of that's in your book though. You know, you say that you eat out a lot because you can't cook, and then you know, I also follow you on Twitter and you rant a lot about women that can't cook. So you just got a whole little dilemma going on in your life.
I can't cook eggs, so it's like
that's pathetic.
I gotta go out to eat, like, but what happened was it's my mama. She spoiled me. You know, I ain't never had to cook. And then I ain't really eat a lot of cooked food when I was growing up. I had a bad diet. I was McDonald's and cookies. It was it.
Yeah, I remember a time where Slim Thug wasn't so slim.
Right. Exactly.
Slim Thug was like kind of big thug.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Back in that early 05.
It's a lot changed. Really what messed me up, I had this girlfriend, my last girlfriend I had a few years ago. She could cook good, but she was cooking healthy food. So now she gone. It's kind of, I'm trying to adapt.
How long, when y'all were dating, how long were y'all about to break up for?
How long were we about to break up? Now, we was good. We was 100. She broke up with me because of Twitter.
Damn.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
What you do?
I do what I do on Twitter. I feel like I'm gonna say what I want to say, man. Ain't nobody finna tell me I can't. My last two relationships broke up behind Twitter.
You was flirting too much.
He's whatever a, I do. I don't
you're a little
Twitter
thirsty, Slim.
I don't take Twitter serious. You know what I'm saying? It's funny. See, but I got 300-some thousand people talking to me. How many people following you is a difference. Like when if it's just a few people following you and you ain't, it ain't really fun to do. But when you got 300,000 people talking to you and you can ask them whatever you want to ask them and they gonna find it out for you in a matter of seconds. This is better than Google. Hey man, I need this. Where's this at? They gonna do it for me. It's like so. Twitter is.
So what was it? What tweet was sent out that former Mrs. Thug decided to.
It wasn't no one. It was just I just did so much reckless stuff on Twitter, just saying so much reckless stuff. Really, I flirt a lot. I just play with people though, for the most part. A lot of people think I'm way wilder than I really am. You know, that everybody think I didn't. Down the whole city as far as girl, they think I mess with every girl in the city. It ain't true. Anybody who I'm with, they think I'm having sex with her or whatever, but it's really just because of Twitter though.
I mean, how is it? Because you're in the city a lot. You know, you're not afraid to show your face anywhere. Like, you know, people can run into you a lot of places. How is it? Do people still come up to you and be like, yo, Slim, can you sign, you know, already platinum for me?
They still do it. That I had actually, wrote something else in there. That's why they did that. But yeah,
it's 285 days ago that it says recession.
That's when I started writing the book. Right,
285 days ago.
Nah, really, that ain't it. I probably
that's October 20th, 2011.
You know, when you add something to it.
Yeah, it'll refresh the.
Yeah, but that's the book right there when I started. But anyway,
you ever get annoyed with people coming up to you?
I always get annoyed because I'm just like the most. I'm from the hood, so it's like I'm the most antisocial person. I don't like taking pictures. That ain't never been cool where I'm from.
I took a picture with you about
I do it, though.
5 years ago.
Because that's my job. That's my hustle. Like, I still do it, but, you know, like, I don't mind. Like, if I'm at a Slim Thug event, I take pictures, sign autographs, do it all night. It's just when I ain't there. You know, I, like, go out so much that I don't expect people to be surprised.
He went on the Twitter rant about this about,
you know what I'm saying?
2 years ago, he was like, don't be asking me to take no pictures. I ain't doing it no more. I quit.
Because the thing you think about, you say, man, everybody wants you to treat them a certain way. I'm your fan. 90% of the people I bet don't even buy my albums. I mean, all the pictures and, you know, autographs I sign, I should be 10 times platinum. I ain't never been platinum or gold. So it's like, something ain't adding up. Y'all want me to do all this work and y'all ain't buying the album or whatever. But, you know, like I say, if I'm at a Slim Thug event, I do all that all day. It's cool, but, you know, being in the entertainment business, it's a 24-hour job. So, but for the most part, I'm cool. It's just like when I'm trying to get at girls outside the club, dudes want to tell me they rapping. You know, I don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get somebody. I'm trying to do something. I don't want to even sign no new artists, honestly. Like, I'm about how I move in business is I don't want to deal with nothing that gives me a headache that ain't worth the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, some stuff you can do and it's so, you know, brain boggling that you don't even want to do it. It ain't worth the money. If I make $100,000 off of artists and, you know, I got to deal with all these headaches and him coming to me and crying to me and saying all this type of stuff, or I'd rather not deal with it. I'd rather just, you know, do something else that's going to make me money with less headache.
So why have you, like, you know, signed. I don't know if they're technically signed, but I know you roll heavy with Les and Von.
Les is a great artist. I don't have to find Les. He gonna get in the studio. He gonna work. I don't have to be there watching him. I don't have to do nothing. He gonna get in the studio and do his job and grind like he trying to make it. A lot of dudes would. Okay, J-Dow, he's my other artist. He's more of the headache kind. He don't never want to get in the studio, but he makes his music is so good, you know, that everybody's craving it. And like, he could be so much bigger, and you know, and you would think after he put a CD out and it'd be so successful and he has so many fans that he'll be dying to get in the studio and get the people more, but he says he works on, you know, he work off his heart. He make music from his heart, so it ain't like that. Me,
I got a message for you.
What?
My sister said, hey.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Don't tell him that.
Don't tell me that. You
don't tell him that.
Tell her I say I love her and she need to be with me. We from the, come to Houston. Come on.
Right. Now, I can't be mad at you for that one.
I give it all up. I don't have to talk to no other girl. I won't cheat or nothing. I promise.
So you're a fan of Tay Heckard?
I love her. I love her.
You love her a lot? I can tell. Like, he's actually got real intimate with me in the eyes. Like, it kind of bothered me a little bit. I saw it through his shades, and it made me a little uncomfortable as a man. I thought, you know, Slim Thug might be a little, I don't know.
Nah. But
not that there's anything wrong with that, Slim.
Get out of here, kid.
Slim Ocean in this motherfucker. Anyway. So you're saying J-Dog makes music from his heart. Who else is under Boss Hogg?
We got Les. You know, we got Young Vine. We got Dre Day. Man, we got a lot of artists, man. Young Black, a lot of different cats. But it's just an herb, man. Lil Reyes, a lot of them.
Mug.
You know, Mug. Yeah, they all, see all these artists we dealing with now, they all work at their own and do their own thing. So I have no issues, you know what I'm saying, or whatsoever. I just wish cats like J-Dog would make more music, you know what I'm saying?
So what motivates Slim to get in the studio?
I like doing music, for one. And, you know, it's like when I done seen success over it. I done made a lot of money. I ain't never filled out an application. Never did nothing but music, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, this is what made me be a rapper. When I went to Swisher House a long time ago, all Watts ever had to tell me was, hey, man, you know, the tapes right here, you know, you sell them for $10 and you bring me back $5. These CDs right here, you sell them for $15 and you bring me back $7, you know, whatever. Like, that's what it started with. And that's all I ever had to hear.
So do you feel like with a lot of these new artists, the hustle isn't there anymore?
Hell no.
I don't think so. It's like, but the thing is, like, a lot of cats probably say Slim can't rap that good. I don't know. Maybe I'm not the best rapper, but I got the hustle to make it. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it is, like, some cats can rap good and just be on some, you know, different type of stuff about their art or whatever, how they make music. Or like Andre 3000, where the hell he at?
Yeah,
he rap good. Why he ain't got no album out? You know what I'm saying? It's different for different artists. But
I think
me,
he just called out Andre 3000.
I'm just saying,
don't negative publicity to the show. Right? He was just on Ross's album.
He doing all these features with his album. Man, I don't understand why he ain't making music when he know people gonna buy it. Like, it's different.
I
want to
say I read in the article he said he's not there. He's not ready.
Okay, yeah. Well, it get like that.
He's though, a J-Dog.
You know
J-Dog.
What get like that? Same thing with J-Dog, you know, but they artists, you know. You can't tell no artist how to paint their picture. But me, personally, like, that's the motivation of it. When you see, you know, success, you get a little, you know. When I was 17 and I'm on the, people think I'm older than I am. I'm 31 years old. People think I'm 40 years old or something because I've been doing it.
I was 17.
You know, people be like, I've been listening to you since middle school, you know.
I have.
But on the cool, I was in high school when you was listening to me.
Middle school.
But I was rapping with cats who was older than me. So everybody think I'm this old guy everywhere. But
what was,
you know,
the first song you ever did?
The first song I ever did, it's a freestyle off of Swisher 9-8. It's a mixtape. The actual song that was on the radio that I did, the first one was, it was either Down South with Mad Hatter and Youngster, or it was ESG, Braids and Fades.
Braids and Fades.
One
now,
or two.
Now if you do a 2012 version. We had a friend of yours and a friend of ours on the show last week, Brian Angel, with Day 26. Can you tell him that the braids aren't what's hot
ever
anymore?
Ever since I cut him off, it's over. You can't.
It's over. Once Slim does
once
it.
Once Slim cut his hair off, it's over.
I was so glad when you cut them braids off.
Man, I ain't going to lie. It's the best thing I did, taking that braids and them braids and that grill out. Just to have to, you know, I don't like women having control over me. So a braid lady I go in there, she'd be late. First of all, I get in sit in a chair and she want to go smoke, take a smoke break, go get something to eat. I hated that, man. I just looked in the mirror like, man, I'm finna cut it off. I don't care how I look. I don't care. I'm finna cut it off.
Well, because after you cut it off,
right?
Cam cut his off, right?
I think Cam cut it. Did he cut his first?
I think I saw you first.
I don't remember. I think he cut his first, though. I don't know.
So you got rid of that. What made you get rid of the grill?
I always said when I get 30, I was going to get rid of all that. You know, it was just, you know, a young thing, young and thugging. But
I agree. I mean,
Paul still rocks his.
Paul still do rock his grill. You know,
he just did the Olympic guy grill, right?
Paul sells grill. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's true.
He makes money off of that.
That's the commercial. He got to.
I don't know. So, I mean, you know, you see, I expected Slim to roll in here, you know, with his platinum chains, you know what I'm saying?
Entourage.
Entourage.
I don't do none
six
of that.
People deep.
I'm in a coupe. two-seater. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
can't learn with me.
After you get in trouble, you know, you learn not to roll so deep, and you know, you understand that that costs a lot more than
what you say,
pay for anybody who's over 18.
Right. Over 18.
You said entourage are like bitches. They bleed your pockets. Everyone right. who rolls with you makes money and handle their own expenses.
Right. Exactly. Everybody, just my partner Rico. Everybody, I just went ate at. We just ate at Twin Peaks. We all bust the tab down, $20 a piece. Everybody. That's how I move, you know.
But do people still look at you like if you're going out to a? Because a friend of mine said that he saw you at a business meeting the other day at Grand Lux. All
right, right.
I don't have people out there checking for you, but yeah. I'm just saying he happened to see you, right?
Yeah.
And he said that you were at a business meeting. You did not care what that person was saying at all.
They wasn't talking about the right type of money.
Did you pay for their meal though? That's what my question is.
No, I didn't pay for. I didn't even get a meal. I didn't even eat. I left. You know
what was the deal over?
They was trying to get me to do a deal with them for my next album and the one me and Zero doing.
Oh, yeah,
they
were
talking the right numbers. So, you know, it was like, and they're a good company and it's cool and everything was straight, but it's just like, it's not what I'm used to talking about. So I really wasn't interested.
Now, you have another tip in the book that says, don't have a Bentley on a Ben salary. Right. What are you rolling in right now? Because it looks super shiny.
I'm in a Maserati.
You're in a Maserati.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maserati.
Because I remember one time Slim had like 20 cars.
I did. And that's what the book about. You're going to learn from my mistakes. I ain't just on there. And don't get it twisted on all the rules. Don't get it twisted and think that I don't do none of that still. Or, you know, I haven't done any of that. These are all lessons I learned. You know what I'm saying?
You need to learn to cook.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna give me a woman that cooked though. That cooked good.
Peaches can cook a great meal.
I'm not cooking for Slim. Right.
Why?
My sister can cook.
That's what I won't tell her. Come on, man.
Stop playing with Slim like that. Dang, you want Peaches as a sister-in-law?
Well, I ain't ready. I'm ready to settle down to it. I marry your sister. We get
now. I remember reading somewhere on the internet that you were supposed to be celibate this year.
I am. I'm still working on being celibate.
You're working on it.
Working on it.
Didn't you just have a baby?
I did have a baby, but that was a year ago.
Oh.
So it was like, you know.
Well, why did you make that choice?
I didn't make that choice.
Didn't you just almost have another baby?
No.
You know, he be telling all his
They tried to set me up like this. That's what I'm saying. It's just, I live a lifestyle that's kind of ratchet, man. It's like.
These turkey-based and women out here?
People like, nah, this girl called, like, it was a real crazy story, but the girl called my partner Rico, and his mama passed to cancer not too long ago. So he called me like, hey, this chick talking about, she pregnant. She had a baby by you 7 years ago, and the baby is about to pass from cancer. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
So I was like, what? So I say, okay, well, let me talk to her. So I talked to her like, well, how do I know you? She say, well, we was at a show, and after that, we messed around, and you know, and the baby this or whatever. Like, I'm like, well, I don't remember you, sweetheart, you know, whatever. So send me a picture of you. She sent the picture. She was kind of cute. But I still ain't remember. I was like, send a picture of the baby. The baby looked nothing like me. So then I was like, well, send a picture of when we first met. So she sent the picture. And
He's got
the picture. And guess who the hell it was? Little Flip. That was so funny to me. It was like,
oh my God.
Wow.
Dang, I left my iPad in my partner's car.
Wow.
Yeah, but, man. Here you go, right here. Look, this is the picture of the girl. So I was like, she all right. She kind of cute. I probably would have did that.
She's a cute girl.
That's the girl. I was like, I probably would have did that. Then that's the girl. She a beautiful little girl.
You're a beautiful little girl.
And then I say, send me a picture when we met, and look who it is.
Yeah, that's why. That doesn't even look like you. Flip.
How you don't know that you sleeping with?
Well,
you know,
maybe that's the life she chose to live.
All right. So then I hit her with. That's when I record this. So I was just talking to her on the phone. I was really jumping fly with her, but then the girl was like, it's not funny. And then what was sad was Rico hit me like this. She said the baby passed. Now, I don't know if this girl is lying. I don't know if she's a lunatic or what, you know what I'm saying? But all I know is that ain't my baby and all this stuff here. And that's the type of stuff you deal with as a rapper. Right now, I'm getting sued. I'm going to court. I done spent probably $70,000, $80,000 from a dude saying, I had an aggravated robbery case. Like, it was like, that's like some 25 to life, you know, type of stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
For me just being somewhere and this dude who trying to get money from me saying that I beat him up and I did all this stuff here. And he know I didn't put my hands on him, but he trying
to get
some money.
Claiming to get some money.
Right. So
he's going to pay the court fees.
No, I had to pay all that. I had to fight all that. And then, too, he's suing me. And I have to, you know, pay all this, all these lawyer fees, you know, because I got to get an expensive lawyer. I'm not going to play with my life. Yeah, and it's yeah. that type of stuff you got to deal with being a rapper. That's why I got a two-seater outside. I'm walking here by myself.
One D.
I ride solo,
so
man.
So how did you distinguish, you know, the friends from, you know, growing up in the hood, people that I was asking for stuff? How you distinguish who's with you and who's trying to use
you? You can't. You really can't, man. I've been doing this since I was 17, like since 98, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you can't really distinguish. I got my main partners who I've been down with since then, you know what I'm saying? That's the only dudes I hang around with. I don't really have too many new friends. I don't do too much of that because, like I said, it'll get you those type of problems, man, and that ain't worth it.
Whenever you drop Already Platinum, I have to ask you this. Yeah. How many cousins did popped up out of nowhere?
How
many baby mamas? You already had about six, right, around that time?
I got three kids. I got three baby mamas, man. And that was like...
Oh, that's another point in the book. He was like, don't do it.
Right.
Save
that's learn. I'm learning from my mistakes, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't even all about the money on that situation. It's just that you miss so much not waking up with your child every day. You know what I'm saying? Having to go see one over here on this side, one on the other side. You know, you can't spend, you know, they got to go to school. So you only, and then on weekends I work. So it'd be hard, you know. Now, lately, you know, because I've been chilling more often. Like I had one of my oldest son live with me. And, you know, I spend a lot more time with my kids now, but it's just tough. I miss so much, you know what I'm saying, and them growing up. So that's part of the reason.
So, because I remember checking out your episode MTV Cribs back in the day, right?
Right.
You had this huge house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Didn't have a pool.
The 20 cars, you know
right.
what I'm saying? You had the HPD chain, all that stuff. How many cars are you down to now?
I got three cars. I got the Maserati, I got the Chromero, and I got a Jeep.
I'm in love with that daggone Jeep.
That's
I want
it.
A Jeep
that Jeep
like
is
that.
Shit.
That's it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's another thing. Like on Cribs, I was in that big old house. I was way in Rock Creek. That's off of Spring Cypress in 249. So that's like a 45-minute drive from here. So I never was at home to enjoy this big old house. Plus, I'm single. I'm in there by myself.
That's when you put a bunch of women in rooms.
I did that. Don't trip. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. It's like it wasn't worth it. You know what I'm saying? Now I live downtown, like three blocks. I could have walked here. And I love it. I ain't never been in a house more than I've been over here ever in my life. Like, I just chill in the house all day.
I wouldn't like to live downtown. Why live there? Like, you can't park anywhere.
15 minutes from everywhere.
See, here's the thing, Slim. I live in the Montrose area. All right, you know what I'm saying? Like Westheimer's right
know
there.
What that mean.
Nah. Nah.
Actually,
I'm out there in Friendswood. See, I got multiple houses, Slim. I'm like you. I'm a young Slim in the making. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, like, you know, I think downtown, like, first of all, I get confused. I go down one ways all the time, the opposite
That's
way.
Dangerous.
You can't park anyway.
Sometimes.
It does. But see, I'm in a big red truck. They'll move out of my way. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to cross me.
Yeah.
Because they know I'll sue the shit out of them.
Downtown got the, you know, like I said, I can't cook, so I got a tab at Breakfast Club.
Oh,
I'm
man.
In Boot Coop often. You know, I don't have to wait no lines. They know me. That's why they think I'm, that's why everybody know me. It's like I'm everywhere because I got to go eat, you know, at these different spots. And then, yeah, right. I can't do
it. Hey, I'll get a tab at Breakfast Club. That sounds like a good idea.
For delivery, and then you put it in the plate, and then you just say you cooked.
Sometimes I do have women or whoever go stop and scoop me up some and bring it to the crib, and it's no
That's
big
nice.
Deal.
That's
Nobody
nice.
when and it's a great thing for girls too. Like you girls drunk, hey baby, I'm down the street. You ain't got to drink and drive. Friends, don't let people do that. Come on. It all works out. It's like it's so
Word.
Good.
Hey, I like that.
It makes
I'm gonna
sense.
Use that. I'm gonna use
it makes
that.
Sense, man. I'm
hey,
telling
just stay
you.
At my house. It's
I'm
fine.
It's right down the street. I don't
it's
want
fine.
You
I got more drinks for you when you get here. You know what I'm
right.
saying? You can get more drunk and make foolish
it works
decisions.
Out, man.
Oh, I bet.
And I'll wake up with some more baby mamas. You know what I'm saying? Because I have about seven myself. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm working.
I got three boys, man. But you know, I'm so like honestly, you know, I ain't planning on having three baby mamas. You know, you know what I did? Honestly, I messed up too early. I tried to grow up too fast. When I was 21, I was engaged to my first baby mama. I bought this big 6-bedroom house, moved her in.
That's
she was
you,
pregnant.
You loved her.
I paid her tuition to school. I was like,
hey,
I was really ready. I was really ready to, you know, settle down and do all that. People think I'm so wild, but really I've been in a relationship most of my life. And like after that, I started being with Toya. We talked for like, what, 7, 8 years, something like that, like a long time. And so, you know, I'm used to being in a relationship. It just got to the point where I was like I said about the headaches, man. Look, I'd rather just be stress-free. I got high blood pressure, man. I'm going to do this by myself, smoke, you know, and just stay cool, man.
Was that another reason you had to chill out and be celibate? Your high blood pressure isn't anything to mess with, right?
It ain't nothing to mess with, but I take care of myself. I run, you know. I don't eat. I don't always eat good, but for the most part, I try to.
What's your normal diet after the Breakfast Club?
It's crazy, man. Like, it switch up. It's so bipolar because I smoke, you know what I'm saying? and that takes away the discipline.
See, look, well, that should have been a tip. That's an expensive habit.
It is.
He did. He was like, he did say that.
That don't make sense. That's all the tips.
So are you trying to live by that tip a little bit?
Honestly, I don't want to have to pay a lot
for tips
food.
Is learning to cook.
No. Did you hear? Yeah. You didn't have to pay a
probably,
lot.
Probably, I don't know.
You got that Slim Thug discount.
Yeah, I got the discount, Slim Thug discount on everything pretty much. Clothes.
You just go into stores and be like.
I heard if you don't get your discount, you don't even want it. I ain't even want it.
My thing is, man, I've been doing this so long, man, and I'm used to not having nothing when I was young, you know what I'm saying? And I remember I couldn't afford stuff and I always wanted it. So it's just like I was so used to, you know, negotiating it and, you know what I'm saying, working out deals. And people see me, they see you pull up in a Bentley or Maserati, the price on whatever you about to buy is going to go up right then.
Yeah.
But you got to let them know, man, don't handle me like that. I want to pay whatever he paid. You know what I'm saying?
If not less.
I'm your commercial. What you mean? I'm Slim Thug. I tell people come to your store and shop. Give me 50% off, man. I'm going to promote you.
I feel that, though. I mean, that's pretty smart.
If I don't feel like I'm winning, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I think about everything, whether it's buying a house, some clothes, whatever, a car, whatever. If I don't feel like I'm winning, if I ain't got that winning feeling inside, I don't want it.
So you got the book out now. I mean, are you going to follow this up with a new Slim Thug project?
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that. We got me and Zero, we finished that album pretty much. We're going to drop that one first. And then I say around All Stars when you hear my single and for my album coming out right after that.
So you're independent right now, right?
Yeah, I'm independent.
Completely.
Wait until All Star when everybody's here.
Right.
That's
right.
The smartest
marketing,
thing you can do.
You are
a businessman.
That's why he's Slim Thug of Houston.
Slim Thug of Houston.
You always got to know your second move before you make your first one, man.
Would you go back to a major deal?
I would, man. For the longest, I was against it. But, you know, with what I learned being independent is, you know, I got to damn that sue these folks that pay me my cash. You know, just because it's on paper don't mean they going to pay that. You know, they still try to, you know, because you're a boss or whatever, and they try to say, well, we spent this, we spent that, you know, we had to do this here, you know, that's why we only giving you this, you know, so it still work out, you know, into the same type of money, you know, at the end of the day, regardless if you got a distribution deal or you just getting some points or some type of stuff, or, you know.
Because I know they're signing a lot of artists now, and they're signing to 360 deals. Would you sign a 360 deal?
I don't know. I really doubt it, man. Like, I can't even see it. Like, honestly, I couldn't envision me on a 360. But at the same time, you look at a lot of these cats. Most of these artists who the hottest artists out have 360 deals is because that the label is, if they got their money invested in you and they know they're going to get paid off your shows and everything, then why not, you know, make you a bigger star? You know, like, if I wanted to be a bigger star, I definitely would sign a 360 deal. And being a bigger star consists of making more money doing shows and stuff like that, which is cool. So it might work out, but in my eyes, I was, you know, from the old game, how I used to be, it made more sense being in a distribution deal. But at the same time, it keeps me in this box. Like, they ain't going to promote me. They ain't going to spend money like they spent on Meek Mill or Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying, to promote their project.
Would you sign to, like, a Double MG or a YMCMB type thing? Any letter?
Honestly,
any letters?
Man, honestly, man, I don't know. I can't honestly see it. But actually, Rick Ross has hollered at me about that. He reached out to me about that. We just never said. I never reached out and sat down for the meeting. I really can't see that. You know, he a boss. And, you know, I love what they're doing over there.
Wait. Back that up. I'm from Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
There's one boss in the rap game, and that's
Slim
Thug.
But at the same time, as a boss, man, you don't hate on that. Like, you know, it's bosses at McDonald's. It's bosses everywhere. You know,
didn't y'all beef for like a second?
It was like a second. Like, it was like a quick second. You know, I was like.
Was it over who the biggest boss was?
Nah, it was just like over a record that he said something in. You know what I'm saying? And I
What'd
was like,
say?
What's up with that?
So how do you feel about his Three Kings song?
Yeah, how you feel about that?
I don't know. I mean, I like it. It's cool. Or whatever.
Cool
I like
record.
Mine better. You
yours
know
is
what
better.
Saying? I definitely like mine better. But like
I'll
I say,
tell,
I'm not mad. I look at that as you know, I look at that like if I did it, that's what anything. If I do something first, I feel the coolest. You know what I'm saying? Well, whatever it is, whether it's music, whatever.
Well, then think about it though, Slim.
Whatever.
Is Ross bopping off you?
Because
you dropped the
that.
Three Kings and he dropped Three Kings. You're a boss, then he's the boss.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. If you know, if my Three Kings inspire him to do his Three Kings, and I'm happy about that. If me being, you know, calling myself the boss, inspire him to be a boss, I'm happy about that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do music for.
You know, according to MTV,
yeah.
he's the hottest rapper in the game, right?
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna fight that, man. He is hot. He real hot.
Is he number one in Slim? Because right now, mainstream rap.
My favorite rapper are you talking about right now? The
right now, who's the hottest?
Right
is
now,
it Ross?
The hottest. It got to be
is
Ross.
Drake?
His album just came out today. I ain't going to lie. Drake is hot, man. Drake probably hotter than
you think
him.
Drake's hot.
So who your top
not
five?
Like that.
Who's your top five favorite artists?
My top five favorite artists, man. It's going to be definitely Tupac. You know, I love Jay-Z, what he do. Who else? You know, of course, Scarface and, you know, UGK, if we can use them as a group or whatever.
Yeah, we can do that
one. That's mainly who I usually, you know, grew up with or whatever, listening to. I like Kanye, though. I like what Kanye do as not only does he rap, you know, I give him credit and put him up there because he ain't just making the best music as in rapping. He's definitely making the best beats, too.
Yeah,
you know
no,
what I'm saying? So you
got to
give him credit on all that, man. He come up with the idea, so it's like... He's a genius for that. I listen to all music, though, honestly. I buy everything that come out, man.
I would like to see Slim Thug on Good Music.
I would do something like that.
I think that'd be tight.
You know, just to have the access to that type of producer, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I work with Pharrell, that was probably my funnest time, you know, having recording.
How much of Already Platinum was done by the Neptunes and Pharrell?
Man, you know what happened with that? Like, we really weren't supposed to do that many records together, honestly. But, you know, the bootleg came out, you know, and it was like everybody had all the songs, so I had to run in there and do some more. But they did, like, majority of the album, I think, on that one. I think they did, like, probably seven songs or six songs.
How do you feel about, like, the bootleg and the albums leaking?
Already platinum?
Well, because, you know, most of the times, the only people's right now who I can think of off top whose albums haven't leaked is Watch the Throne and Frank Ocean because they dropped it digital before dropping
right.
the hard copy. So with your new music
I got
you
the
have coming
Ross,
out.
You
yeah,
know
I
saying?
Did. I'm not going to lie. I did too.
Yeah.
But with your new music coming out, you know, how do you want to go against that to prevent that from happening?
I don't even think about it that much, man. I feel like, you know, it happens. It's just so normal nowadays that I don't even consider. I mean, I just know it's, I feel like I know it's going to kind of happen. Once it hit them, you know, the press plants or whatever.
Yeah.
You out of there. You pretty much out of there. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing you can really do.
Earlier. So, you know, it ain't nothing to even trip on. It's just like, it's kind of like a commercial. Like, you know, let them people, you know, the people who going to buy records going to buy them. But then, too, it's like, honestly, with these sales now, they don't even matter no more about buying. It's just about doing shows for the most part. That's where you're going to get
that's
your
where you
bread,
get the money. Yeah, that's why they
even if you sell a lot of records, like, on the cool, like, if all these artists, if they sell platinum, you know, like a Kanye and a Jay-Z, they probably still ain't seeing no real checks from the album because, you know, they have big budgets on what they spend and, you know, in the studios and whatever they do. Like, and the label's going for sure say, oh, we spent this on promotion. We did this. We spent this. They're going to make up numbers to make it where they don't have to pay you that money. You know what I'm saying? So,
let's see. Okay. So you had the Thug Show didn't leak, did it?
Nah, I don't know.
No,
I don't remember.
I don't remember that
one. I don't remember that one leaking.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
But Already Platinum did for sure.
Already Platinum did leak.
I don't think it did either.
Do
you still have a good relationship with Pharrell?
I see. Every time me and Pharrell, we kick it, man. I still got number love for him. We still cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no beef whatsoever. Like, we still talking about doing music together. So, you know, we just got to hook it up. It's just that, man, honestly, like, I ain't on no major level. I don't know if I can afford too many Pharrell beats. You know what I'm saying? If I got to do this.
I mean, that's real, though, because people probably think that you get handouts with stuff like that.
Yeah, nah, that costs, man. Pharrell is a top-notch producer, and he got top-notch prices. I'm sure he'll give me a deal, but... You know, for the most part, I ain't got that type of budget to be doing all that.
Back when you were on the Already Platinum, though, was he giving you some of those tracks?
Nah, I had to pay for them too.
You had to pay for them too. It was coming out of your budget, huh?
Yeah, that's honestly that was like a big thing too. Like really, but on a cool when I was with Interscope and signed and did I Already Platinum, I wasn't even tripping on that budget. I didn't care what we spent.
I'm sure
I
just they gave you a nice little budget.
Put the album out and have fun, man. I ain't really care. On a cool.
So back then, 2005. Everyone says like that was like the age that Houston blew up, and you were kind of at the forefront of it.
Yeah,
like, in my eyes, Slim Thug came out, and then you had Cam, Paul, Mike.
They get Interscope gave me a deal, and then that's when everybody else started getting deals too. After that,
so here's the thing for me. I want to ask you a couple questions. First of all, what do you think was detrimental? Why did Houston, in most people's eyes, cool off after like those 2-3 years?
It's really the labels had a lot to do with it, and then it was a lot of our fault too. Like when we got deals and stuff, you know what I'm saying? It was like I couldn't just call Powwow and get them on the song. The label would be tripping about clearing them, or Mike Jones, they'd be tripping about clearing them. Oh, y'all can't do this or whatever. They had authority to say, "Nah, we ain't gonna clear him for your album." And that ain't how we came in the game. We came in the game working together. So we had that. We had the issue of it's just like nobody came right back after that. Nobody came after us. It was me, Mike, and Powwow, but who else?
Yeah.
You know, nobody else came after to help us, you know, hold that down.
Well, Cam.
And Chameleon Air, you know. Who else, though? It was just us, the same
people.
There wasn't no new artists, you know, coming
That's
through and
true.
Represent either.
But what was... Do you think that could have been reflective on the four of y'all? Did y'all try to push any new artists to the label?
I definitely did.
Did you hit up Jimmy?
I wouldn't even sign a deal until they signed Killer and everybody else who was with me. Like, that was the reason why I even went to Interscope, is because they had gave me a label deal like that.
For Boss Hogg?
Yeah, so that's why I did that. But at the same time, after I did that, I signed with that label. The whole staff switched up on me. That's why I wanted to leave. So it was like... The people who signed me, my A&R, the president, everybody I dealt with and met and had built a relationship with during that album and the next album, they didn't already switched all them people out. So it's a whole new company. I'm going back to meet these strangers. I'm playing music for them. This is for Boss of All Bosses. So I'm playing music for them, and they like, "Oh, we love this." I'm like, "Y'all need me to do anything?" They're like, "Nah, we like this." But then it never came out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like... That was a holdup on my end. Like, I couldn't drop another album after that because they was holding me up. That's why I just said, "Hey, man, I'll pay y'all to get out of my country." I had to pay them off of Boss of All Bosses, off of Thug Show, and get them some money, you know, just to leave Interscope and go back independent. But, you know, it was that. And then, too, it was just having that budget behind Houston. When we was out there, we all had deals. They were spending money on us, you know, the promoters. Nobody ain't spending that money when you're independent, like, you know.
But see, here's the thing about you know, that 2005 to 2007 era is, like, you're still out here doing shows.
Yeah.
I see Cam doing shows worldwide, really.
Right.
Paul's still doing shows. Bun's doing shows. I mean, I don't really see Flip and Mike anymore. Where's Mike and Flip at?
I don't know where they at, man, honestly. But I did hear that Mike Jones had a show. Somebody told me that he had a show in somebody's town the other day. So I think he's still doing shows. I'm sure Lil Flip's still doing shows, man. That's the thing about Texas rappers. Like, once you kind of make it, you good. ESG still do shows. A lot of the old, you know, rappers who've been doing this for years still doing shows. And it's going to always be good in this region. And Louisiana.
But do you think Flip kind of like cooled off seriously after his beef with T.I.? We think that was detrimental to him?
I think that was real detrimental.
Because they got Face on the phone saying, T.I. is the king of the South.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that definitely had a lot to do with it. I think more than anything, honestly, man, and, you know, I hope nobody hate me for this, but I think the biggest flaw that Flip and Mike Jones had was the arrogance, you know what I'm saying? The arrogance, they was just, you know, "We this, we that, we sold these records, we did all this," you know what I'm saying? And once you get that arrogance in you and you start handling people like that and treat people like that, they probably burnt a lot of, this is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
They burnt a lot of bridges within radio, within, you know, telling different DJs they'll do this or, you know, different artists. And once you kind of burn them bridges, man, it's like hard to get them back, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I heard, you know, and it could be rumored that Mike Jones is trying to come back. Do you think he can?
I think I wouldn't count Mike Jones out, really, you know. But I ain't gonna lie, he got a lot of bad press on him.
Everyone says, like, I mean, I was always a fan of Mike. You know what I'm saying? I like
Mike
first
Jones
album.
Sold more records than anybody on one album, I think.
Yeah, two million.
Two million
copies. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, like, people nowadays, I don't know, back then, that was the style. Right. Mike Jones was almost presidenting the style out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, like, now, when they come out, I mean, would people really be feeling Mike? I know he's got a single on iTunes.
I don't know.
Leaning on that butter.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. He sent it to me, and I was like, okay. Yeah.
My reason of not counting Mike Jones out, man, because honestly, I wasn't the biggest Mike Jones fan from the beginning. Like, he actually, before anything, he tried to sign to us. Like, well, he was trying to get down with us, and he did a freestyle. He was cool.
Yeah.
His homeboy did one that we ain't really liked that much, so we erased it off our CD. Maybe he wouldn't even made it, you know, far as he is, if he would have gotten out type of thing, because we was really on some, you know, keep it G type of stuff, so it probably wouldn't have been in his characteristic, you know. But it's like, I seen him, you know, go out and go to different schools and, you know, and open up for shows for Me for Nothing and just get rooms and grind his way all the way to the
top.
So he hustled, you know, and that's what made me respect him. You know what I'm saying? Even I didn't like a lot of the music, honestly, keeping it 100. But you ain't had no choice but to, because the fans, was so crazy or whatever. So, you know. I still wouldn't count him out. I still wouldn't count him out.
Because, you know, I mean, I know you and Paul recently, a couple days ago, were at the Nicki Minaj show.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was dope, man. I like Nicki.
I know you do. I know you like Nicki.
Of course.
But y'all did still tipping, right?
We did still tipping, right.
Without Mike.
Without Mike.
Y'all always do it without Mike recently.
And we try to reach out to him, and nobody really knows what Mike Jones is, you know what I'm saying?
That's
I don't even
album,
think he live in Houston, though, is what I'm hearing. I heard he live in Atlanta or something, but I don't think he live out here.
Speaking of still tipping, I know some Houston artists recently redid it, you know, with Doe, Cab, and K-Dog.
Oh,
have
Doe,
you heard
yeah,
that?
Doe Beezy them, yeah.
How you feel about that?
Doe Beezy can rap, man. I like Doe Beezy.
That's the homie.
Yeah, I'm a real Southeast beast, but that's fine.
Yeah, Doe Beezy got something, man. I think he can be the next dude out of here, man. He really can rap. He can rap good, and he also hustle. You know, he out there doing his thing. You know, everywhere I see him at all the shows, you know, doing
his
appearances. So he can make it, man.
So of the upcoming Houston artists that you know know of, who do you like?
I like a lot of them. I like D-Lo. I like Propane. You know, of course, my artist, L.E.S., I think he the truth. Who else? Like I said, Doe Beezy. Who else is it?
I mean, it's a lot.
Everybody and the mother raps, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think my dad's got an album in stores.
I think I'm the only one who's not a rapper.
It's hard, though, man. It's hard. It's hard to make it in the rap game, especially now, because there's so many people, like... It's changed so much. Like, even the radio, like, they don't even play a lot of the music that they used to play back in the day. You know, it used to be more gangster, more you can get away with doing more records like that, but they don't really want to play none of that type of music nowadays.
But now, I mean, you got to think of who's at the forefront of Houston hip-hop, and that's Kurt Cobain's, right?
Kurt Cobain. Yeah, right, that's a song for girls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kind of, you know what I'm saying? And Kirko is doing big things, though. He already up there. He ain't
here's my thing. When Kirko, see if you agree with me, Slim. Mm-hmm. When Kirko's album drops, if it does well, which the singles prove that it's going to do pretty good, you know, number one song in the country.
Right.
Do you think if it sells well, all the labels are going to come back to Houston and be like, let's sign these artists?
I think it'll definitely help. I think it'll probably happen. That's what really, like that's how they usually work. Like, it's really, you could tell what the labels are investing in. Like, you know, when Rick Ross came out, that's when they ran to Miami and started scooping artists and spending money in that whole little movement or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever somebody blow, they usually run to that region and try to find, you know, other labels try to find a dude out of there. It's kind of like that.
Well, I heard that it's shifting from Atlanta to here. That's the rumor that's where it's about to shift to, you know, because Atlanta was big, like after
Atlanta
Houston.
Atlanta's still big. Atlanta ain't gonna never change, because it's like
two chains.
It's like Motown or the rap game and the R&B. It's so many studios, and they work way harder than anybody else. Like, I don't know no other spot work harder than Atlanta. Honestly, like, I don't care.
So why can't we get that mentality in Houston?
I don't know. You know what it is? People out here, everybody want to be their own king. Everybody want to be chiefs. First of all, second of all, they ain't hustling like them other cats hustling out of town. You know what I'm saying? They might try to look busy, but ain't nobody hustling like them, you know what I'm saying, for the most part, how they do it out of town. And it's like we don't have a lot of the resources that a lot of these other spots have. Atlanta has all the hottest producers, and Miami, who doesn't want to be in Miami? All the hottest producers going to be in Miami, and they're going to all be over there. L.A., who don't want to be in L.A.? All the hottest producers going to be around there. We don't really have no place. This ain't a vacationing spot. This ain't where people coming. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like check that out, Slim. Did
so
you
all we
see
got is our own.
We're the coolest city in America.
According
we are.
To Forbes.
according to Get Money.
According
you know
to Get Money.
Saying? According
I mean,
to Get
when
Money.
You got,
and,
when you got Slim Thug the boss in the
right,
city.
Right, and the spending money, like they saying, right, like it's the cheapest houses out here. You can get a dope house for a little nothing. You can come out here and, you know, get
job
a job.
Market,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? That's what they mean as coolest. But as far as like vacationing, like Galveston looked like a bayou, so nobody went to
Galveston looks like a piece of shit.
Yo, smells.
But like, you know, for yeah. Houston to be, you know, the coolest city and the job market be so well, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were never, at least I was never personally affected by the recession.
Right.
Were you?
Nah, I never was affected by
so
it.
So how can you give tips on recession?
it's really about... For people who ain't never had nothing, like if you ain't never have nothing and you coming from the hood, it's the same. I'm just telling you my blueprint of how I did it. Cause I'm from the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm from
sure.
the hood. Like, so if you ain't had nothing, you know, it's about getting out of the hood and doing that there. And that's how to survive in this recession right there. I gave you the tips, regardless if I have to go through it now. You know, I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I've been broke. I've been to the point where I ain't have nothing. But, you know, I'm just telling you how I did, how I got out of there.
But the book, who you're marketing the book to, you know, they don't read.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's what, but at the end of the day, where is it going to start at? We're going to keep having that little margin where we, the black people had the margin at this big and, you know, Spanish people growing to this and the white people getting this all this money every year. We got to start somewhere. So I said, that's exactly why I said I wanted to say this. In my language, where
black Susie
Orman don't read, you know, who don't use a lot of people hit me up about the book, say, man, I ain't gonna lie, I never read no book, but you know, and then they read the first, you can read that and understand me, you know, like I said, when you pick up a regular book, it's like reading the Bible, the old one,
yeah,
thou shalt, I don't know what the hell that
you're
means,
speaking
you know,
over like, your head,
it's confusing,
yeah,
to a dude who dropped out of school, so that's why I wanted to, I told the girl, hey man, record me and write this like this, because this is who I want to talk to, the community that, you know, can't understand what everybody else talking about.
So in the book, you said you went, or your mom said that you went to college for a week. What college
was
it?
I went to TSU.
Huh.
For a week.
Huh.
For a week.
Why a week?
Because I'm paying for it, man, and I'm going there, and they telling me about reading and stuff again. Nah, I want to go to college. Show me how to get to the money. If I got to pay you, teach me where I'm finna be, whatever, like, you know, put me, I want to go straight to that. I don't want to have to go through reading and English and all this again, man.
Just making more money than
right.
teachers.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I want to teach me how to get to the money. That's what's wrong with school to me. Like, instead of, you know, I think it's kind of a scam too. They just trying to get more money
oh,
out of these
is a
kids.
Scam. You should
you
see
know what I'm saying? Like, cause I know so many people with degrees that don't have no job, like, or ain't doing what they got a degree for. You know what I'm saying?
It's like Kanye said, guy graduated at the top of my class. I went to Cheesecake. He was a waiter there.
Dang. Right? That's like, real. That? It be like that, though. I know some of the smartest people, man, that don't have no job, and it's crazy to me, but that's why you need to buy the book, How to Survive in a Recession, man. You don't need school.
So you said you had 100 tips, and this book has, what, 25?
Yeah.
So there's going to be parts to this?
It was really getting redundant.
I got a question.
It started getting redundant.
I got a real-life question.
Yeah.
Can we consider this a book?
Yes. You can't consider it a book.
I can't call it a pamphlet.
We were thinking pamphlet.
Nuh-uh.
You know
it's
saying?
A book. Because
why?
It has the tips, and then it also have stuff about the music business for guys who trying to get in the rap game. That's the second half of it. Then you got the part where it's telling about my life and different stuff.
Yeah, your
four-paragraph so, yeah,
autobiography.
We all good. That's it. And then we got it's definitely a full book.
This is the quickest full book in my life.
That's
I text Brad. No, I'm not
this.
Upset. But that's a good thing because,
me,
like you said, for the people that you haven't marketed
exactly,
to, they're not going to read
exactly
something that long. So I do get it. But I'm an
right.
avid reader, so I was
right.
like, I was mad because it was over.
Right.
She texted me at 9:10 saying she bought the book, and at 9:45 she finished it.
Damn.
And but see, you have to understand, I read a lot. So I was like, and I'm talking to my homegirl, and I'm reading it out loud as I'm going. I'm like, it's over. She was like, the whole thing. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad because I bought it on Amazon and I didn't even know it was on iTunes.
Right.
It's on iTunes. Amazon.
That's it. But the thing is, like I said, it goes back to I took all that into consideration. Hey, man, you know, a Slim Thug fan really is not going to read no Bible sized book. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it short and simple. I go to Lakewood and Joe say, you keep it short and sweet, they're going to show up every week. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's about.
That's a true statement. You're not really trying to become an author, but you just wanted to put that out there.
I did want to become an author. I did want to write a book, but I'm not trying to keep doing no books and no stuff like that. Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Can we get a Slim Thug novel?
I did want to do a book just to say I did a book, and not only that, but also, like I said, I could have wrote it about my life. I could have did a tell-all book about all the freaks of the city and did all that. No, I wanted to do something.
They had read that.
They would have loved to see that. They would have been picking it up everywhere. I slept with all these, they would have loved to hear that, but I really want to do something where I can say, man, you know, it's my way of trying to give some game back, you know, and that's it, man. You know.
So are you doing a book tour?
Nah, I ain't really trying to do all that. Honestly, I ain't trying to do all that. Like I said, I'm not trying to be that serious about it. I really was supposed to be out on just ebooks and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And
so are there paperback books?
It is.
It's physical copies, right?
It is. Where do you get copies? That's what I don't have the information on. That's because honestly, me and the girl who I'm doing the book with, we have a lot of disputes. Because like I said, we go back to what I said about the headaches. Her and my manager, they call me with all these headaches. I just tell them, hey, man, if everybody don't call my phone no more about this book, and y'all do figure it out, leave me alone. So it's like,
as long as they send you that check.
And it ain't about that. I ain't even tripping on the check of it. You know, I'm going to definitely get it, but I ain't tripping on it because I'm going to make way more money rapping and doing other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So why didn't you rap the book and call it the same thing?
Why don't I rap it?
Yeah.
Why didn't put out
what
an album?
Mean, rap it? Oh, yeah, they did say put an audio book out on it. A lot of people said that.
You can put music behind it while you're talking?
I ain't. Somebody just told me that the other day. Snaps. You should have did an audio book.
Well, you know what you should do? You should get in the room and sit on a stool and light the candles and read it and do it like on a YouTube.
But the thing is, though, guess what?
Nah, no, watch that. I'm
it
sorry,
was recorded.
I wouldn't watch that. I feel really weird watching that.
The book was recorded anyway, so, you know, she got. She got the tapes or whatever. I was on there, you know, just talking, smoking, telling how I feel about different stuff. So if she wanted, you know, if we want to do an audio book, we can.
Now
do it.
I'm getting comfortable in here.
I feel you. Now, Slim, we have a segment. We have a segment on the show. Yeah. It's called Toast to the Douchebags. All right. It's
Toast
where
to the douchebags.
I pick out something that just bothers me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like they're a little douchey for doing it. All right. Yeah. Now, everyone who's a fan of the show, they know I have a beef with somebody.
Okay.
I have a major beef.
Just a beef with a couple of people.
I have a beef with Justin Bieber. All right.
That's his secret cut.
First of all, I'm gonna tell Slim the reasons first. First of all, I've been rocking this hairstyle for a long time, and Bieber tried to buy my booth on, and I didn't appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Next thing, he tries to make, you know, urban type music when everyone knows Brad Gilmore's been on that forever.
Right.
Third, he puts a black girl in his video, and everyone knows I have an affinity for African American women.
No, time out.
Mixed girls.
Thank you, because he did.
My bad. Not full black. You know, I can't do that.
That's what it is.
I can't do that. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I have a beef with him, and you know, I respect moguls. I respect Jay and Diddy and even Usher. You know, they all put out their own fragrances. You know what I'm saying? I am King or whatever. Diddy's I Am Legend. Something dumb. You know, no offense, Diddy. But I know Diddy's got ninja
ninjas
money, and I don't want any ninjas to hit me.
Right.
But I was in CVS before I came over here, and I saw the fragrance aisle, and Justin Bieber has this big setup. But Justin Bieber put out a perfume for women.
Wow.
You know what?
I don't know.
That's great
marketing. I don't know if it.
His fans are women. They're little girls.
Because no guy wants to be like Justin Bieber.
I can almost
really
guarantee you that he had. Justin Bieber probably ain't even smell that probably.
No. The thing is, it smells like Bieber. It smells like Bieber's
vaginal
sweat.
This is what they do. Like, companies that come to you with all these crazy ideas like, hey, you should do this, you should do that. So basically, they just cutting a check, and all you got to do is just say, okay, and co-sign and do a few autographs, and you pretty much
would
good.
Would you do a perfume?
So you got a cologne or a perfume coming
out? I don't have a cologne or a perfume. I might need to do that, though. I do smell good all the time, so, you know.
But see, this perfume smelled like, this perfume smelled like, you know, vaginal secretion. Yeah.
Think about it, though. Think about this, though. Think about how many CVSs it is around the world. I mean, around the country, rather.
They need to have a rack of how to survive in a recession. I feel you.
They need that, man. And Justin Bieber is caking up. So regardless if he sell records, he going to sell perfume. If he don't sell perfume, he going to sell Proactive. If he don't sell Proactive, he going to do shows. Like, so it's all about surviving in the recession, man, getting this money, man. You see him pulling up Chrome Fiskars and all kind of other crazy cars. That's where he get it from, the perfume.
He probably does. Anybody you want to toast to, Slim? Has anyone pissed you off in the last week that you really just want to toast to?
Man. Like I said, man, I don't ever get mad, man. I got this girl I want to toast out to, this girl. And this is going to be a whole nother situation. This is going to be a whole nother topic.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. So it's this chick, right?
All right. I
ain't going to say her name.
It's fine. You can say her name.
We'll call her Jane.
We ain't got to be rushing up. I can tell y'all my story.
Tell me.
Okay, so look. So we in Vegas or whatever. I'm in Vegas. I think it was Memorial or something. I'm in the suite with my boys who play basketball or whatever, and we was just in there smoking really or something, I don't know. And then old girl was like, I'm moving to Houston or whatever. She ain't know who I was, honestly. She ain't know who I was. So I was like, hey, yeah, I'm from Houston, you know what I'm saying? I kind of like reached out. I was trying to be nice. Like, you know, I'm from Houston or whatever. And then, you know, she was looking kind of stank about it. You know, like, she wasn't tripping on that. So I was like, I'll just see you around or whatever. So we get to the crib in Fifth. I see her in there. Now she's more, hey, how you doing? Listen, she changed numbers. I don't know if somebody told who I was by then or what. But anyway.
Heard you be wilding in Fifth, side note.
I like Fifth. That's my spot. Yeah, so anyway. I'm in there. And I don't know if it was that night or another. I doubt if it was that night. But anyway, we ended up hooking up one night after the club or something. And then, that was it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wasn't together or nothing. Like, we ain't never planned on being together or nothing like that. So then I ended up meeting her roommate, who is fine, who I like. Who is dope. Like, you know, I can see myself clicking with this girl. I can see myself,
we can have fun
together. It's good. She hates on that. She hates on that. Won't let me get
it's
at her friend.
Her roommate.
So what?
That
I mean, like,
matter.
the thing is, and that people probably look at me like I'm a dog or that's wild. But okay, say if you go to the club and there's 8 girls right there and they standing there and, you know, they all pretty much attractive. You know what I'm saying? So you reach out to one, but just so happened when y'all get on the phone, the conversation, you know how it is. Some people don't click with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then you see another one, you know, you end up being around a friend and you like this one. Another one you do click with. Just because you and that girl, you know, talked before y'all initially, you know, had exchanged numbers or whatever, it don't mean that you can't kick it with the other girl. Because as long as it ain't boyfriend and girlfriend, I feel like, a relationship, it's all cool. You know what I'm saying? But... you know, they trying to make it a big deal. You talk
she
to me first.
She threw side of your game, Slim.
Hating like that. She pissed me off, man. I like to toast to her. She an asshole for that. Real talk.
She was cock-blocking.
Cock-blocking. It wasn't even no serious relationship. Like, we ain't kick it for real. But her friend, like, oh, I can't do that to her. And I ain't even really that
I don't like that
close.
Women.
They just kind of moved in.
That's something I don't like about y'all.
What?
I don't like that about y'all. Yeah. Like, look, if me and you had our run and it didn't work out,
right,
and your best friend is looking at me the same way I'm looking at her, let me have her go at her. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be mad at that. We
right.
didn't work out. We
if
had
you don't
our chance.
Care. Now, that's
Brad
the difference.
Brad is preaching to me as if, A, this would ever happen, and B, as if I would care.
Yeah. I know, but Peaches,
see,
I'm saying you're winning.
Difference. There's a difference when you kick it, if you're in a relationship.
No,
what
I'm saying is this, and, you know, Slim don't know me, but I'm going to be real about this. If I was with somebody and if we didn't work out, and let's say my best friend or someone I was cool with, and that dude, you know, we're well together. Who am I to stand in the way of that? I've had my run. So I can't stand in the way of that. If it's up to me, if that means I can't be her friend anymore, then that's something that I have to do. But I can't stand in the way of her being happy.
Right.
But that's the realness of the situation.
Why can't y'all all think like that?
That's 100 right there.
I don't have any, I mean, that's just me though.
And I'm like that though. Let me tell you, cause my partner dealt with this chick before. But, you know, that it was just some, you know, that they did that, and it was a few years ago. But, you know, I liked that. I was like, hey, man, so let's kick it. So we ended up kicking it, you know, for the longest because we click like that. I don't look at it no big deal, no difference, or it's a big, bad situation. I feel like whoever click should be kicking it with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you this, Slim, though, because I agree with you. I'm saying they all should be up for grabs in a way. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But here's the thing. Yeah. What if you had a relationship or you were talking to this girl that you were feeling?
Yeah.
You know, she broke it off with you.
Right.
And then, you know, Les comes up and is like, yo, Slim, you know.
He's good.
He's good in your book.
Because the thing is, right, I'm telling
you. If she broke up with you and if you still cared, you would not be okay. You send a picture and you lying.
Look, let's see what he has to say, and I'll tell you my story.
It happens. Like, people ask me these questions all the time, like, from even on baby mama. I'd be like, you know, you wouldn't be tripping if somebody messaged you up, but I don't care what my baby mama them do. They in the past. Toya, they come to me, but I don't care what Toya do. She in the past. Like, I have no type of feelings, you know, for what they do. I just want whoever, rather it be somebody in my past, be happy. If I ain't the person who can make you the happiest, please move on. I don't want to be a part of your life. And if it's somebody else who I know that can make you happy, I get y'all.
But
I wish
your homeboy's trying to get at her?
It don't matter.
Let me tell you a story.
Like, that's the same thing. If that's the case, my homeboy should be mad at me.
But see, here's the thing. It's a double standard. I'm going to tell you a story, right?
Okay.
I have this friend. Okay, you heard our band song before we went on the air, right? We shot a video with that with the homie BLB. Shout out BLB.
Okay.
And
BLB in there?
BL.
Oh, okay.
Not O.
I ain't know. I already
got it. Yeah, you know, me and Bobby kick it on the weekends, you know what I'm saying? He flies me out to ATL, and me, T.I. and Iggy, you know, get down, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mainly Iggy and me. But back to what I was saying.
Back off, my girl. Thanks.
Do you like Iggy Azalea?
Do I like Iggy? I ain't really heard enough.
No, I'm not talking about how she sounds. I'm not talking about musically.
She cool. I ain't gonna lie. I don't really like girls like that. I don't know.
What's your type of girl, Slim?
I like, I don't know. I can't really say I got certain type of girl. Like, I like all kind of girls, but, you know, I don't know.
He like Tay. He don't know.
She just, it's just another thing about clicking. It's just like, you know, I just ain't really like her like that. She cool. She look nice. She pretty or whatever. I'm just saying she just ain't the type I would just be with.
Yeah. So anyway, let me tell you a story. So I make the mistake of, I don't know if it's a mistake, Motai, but I put my ex-girl in the video, right?
Yeah.
She's attractive, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, might as well put the ex-girl in the video, you know what I'm saying? She looks nice, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, she's in the video. Then there's this blogger who puts up our song or whatever, and he puts about one sentence about our song in the blog post, and the rest two paragraphs are all about my ex-girl.
So you know what I'm saying?
He was like, Yo, who was that girl? You know, she got a man, someone hit me up. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just saying that's super thirsty. That's internet thirst right there at its finest.
He tries to get at someone else's. I've seen that happen, so I just disagree because.
That's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Would you ever try to get a girl via blog post?
On a blog post?
Yeah. About on someone else's song?
Nah, I don't know. I probably don't.
You'll
no
get
telling
at her
me.
Over Twitter.
Huh? I get at a girl on Twitter.
No, that's fine. That's a different story.
Yeah, like, I don't do blogs, so I don't know
I think,
if I do
I,
it,
I think
oh, you
Twitter,
love Worldstar. I think shouted them out in your book. I'm going to check you for that.
I like Worldstar. Yeah, it's funny. The fights. I love it.
The fights are funny.
Yeah, it's funny, fight, man. It's crazy.
I don't know how you think, Slim. I think Twitter was made to pull groupies off of.
I think Twitter is, like, the best thing in the world. Like, how could you ever get at, like, you know, you used to have girls' numbers. Like, I can hit up Nicki Minaj and tell her how I really feel. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how was it on stage with Nicki?
She beautiful,
man. Did you have a hard time looking at the crowd?
She would, you know, her and that dude go together. I ain't never seen them without each other.
SB?
You know, SB, her and SB. And he was real cool, so I wouldn't disrespect him, you know. I ain't going to disrespect nobody in a relationship like that, you know, nobody who I
Was it hard
know,
looking at the
with.
Crowd, not at Nicki?
Huh?
Was it hard looking at the crowd and not at Nicki?
I definitely was checking her out. Don't get it. I'm a man, you know, but I wasn't tripping. I ain't, you know,
looking
disrespectful.
So who in the end? See, DJ Motai over here, he's our ass man. You know, he likes him. You know what I'm saying?
I'm an ass girl.
Yeah.
That's cool. I appreciate that. Who's your favorite famous posterior?
Ass.
Malia.
Malia. I like Malia. She dope, but I don't know. I don't really know who my favorite girl is. Besides her sister, I think that's probably my favorite girl.
Slim is trying
really
to woo
like
me
her.
via her, so I can go,
you know,
past
Beyonce
the news.
Out of there. Alicia Keys out of there. So Tay is who I got left. What? Yeah.
Hey, how was it working with Beyoncé?
It was beautiful, man. She a good, you know, I've been blessed, man, to be on stage with Beyoncé, Nicki Minaj, as I think about this, and Gwen Stefani. Hey. So, you know, like, but Beyoncé real cool. She was real, like, laid back, you know.
How'd that come about? Did she just, did her team call you?
Just like the other day, how I did that stuff with Nicki Minaj. When I did a song on Destiny Child last concert in Houston they had. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, she liked it, you know. We got this record we got to turn in. They hit me, like, the show was Saturday. They hit me, like, Sunday. And was like, we got this record we got to turn in. So we need to get it done, like, the verse right back right now. Can you do it? I was like, well, Beyonce, yeah, what's up? So anyway, so I did that. It's a lot, a big story behind that too, because I, yeah, whatever, anyway. So I did a one song, and then they sent me another one, and they was like, that was checkup on it. They sent me two, so I did two, and that was it, man. It was that fast.
So where's the other one?
It was number one.
Is it?
I don't know if I even got that. I doubt if I had that. I did that at the studio. It was like, it was cool though. It was cool, but it wasn't nowhere near cool. Check up on it.
And they used that for a movie, right?
Yeah, Pink Panther.
Pink Panther. Did you get some bread off of that soundtrack?
I got some bread off of that song. I don't remember how much I got on them, but it was a number one song. Number one, like, for real in the world.
Yeah.
Period. And then I won an MTV award with it, with her. So,
then I saw
a lot of ASCAP awards, everything.
In your book, you said you have one with a Disney star.
Who was that? What's that girl name? I forgot her name.
What'd she look like?
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff. You have a record with Hillary Duff?
Yeah, from Playing Skills, my homeboys, they did a beat for her.
Uh-huh.
And they had the song, whatever, and I put the verse on there, so I did that with her, yeah.
How was that? Were you worried about
it? I didn't work with her. I wasn't in the studio. Now, I did work in the studio with Gwen Stefani. Like, we actually sat down and went in the studio. And, you know, was chilling, and
she's so real. Who was your favorite person to be in the studio with that you worked with?
I don't know, man. I don't really be in the studio a lot with, you know, other people. Artists. You know, I ain't gonna lie, I don't really do that a lot.
Pharrell,
Pharrell was my favorite to work with. But it ain't that I didn't back in the day. Nowadays, I'm more open to it. I'm more cool. Like, I used to just go to the studio and just get beats, like, and then go home and do it. But nowadays, I like to sit in the studio and I watch somebody make a beat or whatever. But Gwen Stefani was cool working with her because we was in there smoking and everything.
Okay, let me ask you this. I know you got to be political sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But who's the wackest person that you've met in the scene, in the industry?
I don't know nobody. Like, honestly, man, I'm so antisocial, man. I think they hold me back so much. Like, I don't speak to dude. I don't be running and, you know, doing too much work, you know, and too much, and people mix too much, rather, you know what I'm saying? I don't live like a rapper. I don't consider myself no rapper. Like, I don't be, you know, trying to look at it, people to treat me like, I don't walk around with bodyguards, you know. I go out every night. I ain't supposed to do that, you know. They supposed to have to pay for that, but I don't feel like that. I feel like if I want to go to the club, I'm going to go.
So you never met anybody in the industry that you're just like, damn, he's an asshole.
An asshole. I can't recall it, man. Like, cause like I said, if I don't know them or if they ain't approaching me, I ain't gonna pretty much, you know, deal with them or whatever too much.
So who you listening to now?
I'm listening to Rick Ross' new CD. I'm listening to Nas' new CD. I ain't really heard a lot of it though. And I got a turn up playlist with just about everything that's out on it. So
I have a question.
What?
You said you're ready to settle down. Would you make a sign a prenup?
I definitely would do a prenup. Just because the marriage life nowadays is really like long. It's just like being in a serious relationship. Nobody really takes it serious. I don't know nobody who's married who says get married.
I feel that.
So it's like you got to do it because it's so easy for people to run away now with everything you work for. You'll be a damn fool not to. So, but don't worry about it. I tell you, we good. She ain't going nowhere. I ain't gonna get no divorce. I ain't gonna sign the papers.
I
ain't signing no divorce papers. You crazy.
Just put them in touch. just do that.
Right.
No.
Give her. Do you have her number?
Have
do you have her number, Slim?
Uh-uh.
Just give her a number.
I'm not doing
let him
that.
Let him
hate her.
That's my sister.
I'll be your sister. I mean, I'll be your brother-in-law. I was about to say sister.
Nah, you, because look, he
Come
already
on,
tried this over to him.
Nice guy.
He was already like, I'm going to take you on vacation.
I'm
I'll
a
get
nice
you kids.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Boy.
Yeah.
He's not, it's not tricking if you got it.
Nah, I ain't say that. It's tricking, brother. You got it or not.
Right.
So you don't agree with that line?
Yeah. No, I definitely don't agree
with that. It's always tricking?
It's always tricking. The thing is, but, you know, it's really, you can't even blame a lot of these girls nowadays who have that mind frame where a dude got to buy her something, you know, to be with her because that's the new game. Dudes who have no game and all they got is money are send his partner over to a girl.
Why
hey, man, let me.
Why
he want
to
spend this. He
want
to take you shopping. And instead of saying, hey, I think you're a beautiful girl. Can I take you out to eat or something? You know, that's let me take you shopping. Let me do this. You know, so it got all the pretty girls and the prostitutes nowadays. You got
so they you, Slim doesn't do that.
And then that leaves Slim complaining on Twitter at 2 o'clock in the morning about girls that can't cook.
Right. But at the same time, if you, I'm fair exchange, no robbery. If you can cook, cook for me, and I'm going to take you out to eat to the best. You see how the food swag I have. I'll take you out to the best restaurants.
He Instagrams.
I appreciate it.
He does.
I appreciate it. So it's fair exchange. Like, I can't cook, but I'm going to take you to the nicest restaurant, and it's going to be some all the time on the regular.
So that means you do laundry?
I don't do laundry, honestly.
So what do you do?
I do all the man stuff. I know how to fix cars. I know. I know.
Where
how to
was
fix
you
stuff.
At when my car was?
I know
in
how to do everything. Like I know how to do man stuff. I don't know how to do women stuff.
What do you? So you like?
What's
cooking?
A woman stuff? Slim?
Cooking and cleaning. Everybody want to be in the tradition of getting married, but nobody want to do the tradition of what women used to do for their.
No, see, I don't mind.
They
the
all
cooking.
Want to be independent
yeah.
now, Slim.
Right.
they want to yeah. be independent. They want to have their own money.
Yeah.
But when we don't open the door for
yeah.
them,
yeah.
when we don't stand up
if
with, at dinner.
Be independent, be that.
Yeah, be all the way. Equals, peaches, equals. Yes.
Why are you preaching at me? You know
because
I
you're
cook.
The only woman in here.
Oh, but I cook, though. And I do laundry.
That's fine. But see, that's what I'm saying. You do what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? As a woman. We have our own goals. I'm supposed to get out, get the money, make
the
bread.
Oh, if she's independent and she get her own bread, cool. You take me out to eat sometimes then.
Yeah, I'd be
you
about
want
that.
A taco?
I'm cool with that if it's good. Whatever.
Well, we'll go get some dollar tacos from Jack in the Box after this. Recession proof. You know
what
I'm saying? Tacos
matter,
from Jack in the Box are recession proof.
I love them. ultimate cheeseburger meal, curly fries, two tacos. I'm good.
So what do you think, Slim? Like, where do you think hip hop is going? Because I saw an interview with Lupe, and I know you're a fan of Lupe, right?
Yeah.
And you know, cuz he did the record about you, right?
Yeah.
How was that, first of all? How was that tight?
That was dope. That
was it weird to
it
you?
It was like shocking. It was like, word? You had he,
did you,
you
know,
know
about
I'm sure
it?
He ain't just write it all about Slim Thug. I'm sure he just some of my story probably influenced him to do it a little bit, but
that's North Side, so he rocks
like,
the braids.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, he probably seen that part, but that's so dope, man. You know, Lupe is for real. You know, he for real. He not only for real with the rap side of it, he just a for real, you know, person who really wants to, you know, help out the black community. And he way more serious about it, about a lot of this stuff than me. Like, serious about being in music and all that than I am.
But see, here's the thing about Lupe. All right, here's the thing. I saw an interview with him the other day, and he was talking about how whack hip-hop is. How no yeah. one in hip-hop impresses him anymore, and he hates the genre. He listens to dance music. He's like, I don't even like hip-hop. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he's like, I'm, you know, I was climbing mountains and Mount Kilimanjaro saving African children.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, bro, like, if you're a rapper, this just always makes me mad.
Yeah.
If you're a rapper, you like hip-hop music. You can't say, I don't like rap music. You know what I'm saying? You listen to it. You make it. So you have to listen to it. That's why I hate Houston rappers who say, oh, man, I don't like Houston music. I don't like Candy Paint and Rims. You know what I'm saying? I think that's dumb. I find
that
super stupid.
Because that's a part of Houston culture. I mean, like, you gotta pay attention to
it. So what do you think about ASAP Rocky bopping Houston style?
I don't knock it. I mean, like, I don't think he sounds like no Houston rapper.
That's
honestly.
The same thing.
But, you know, like, when I hear his music, I don't think, oh, this is powwow or this is, you know, this is our music. It sounds like, you know, some New York stuff to me, kind of like, to me.
See, I don't hear the New York
and the chop stuff sometimes, but. You know, but I like ASAP Rocky though. I like that. What's that record on TV? Is that
Goldie?
Goldie,
yeah.
I like that one.
But here's the thing. He he was on a mixtape with a rapper named Theophilus London. I don't know if you heard of Theophilus London.
I heard him. That dude dressed weird on the beach.
Yeah, he dresses exactly. Yeah. That's that's the best description of him.
Yes.
But he was on there, and he said, "I made a million." Now ASAP said, "I made a mill. Now everyone wants to bop my screw flow." How do you feel about that?
I mean, that's, you know, it ain't whatever. He probably got to put his look. Like I said, I don't think he sound like Houston, so I don't get offended. Or even if he did, like, even if he do sound like a Houston rapper, it's all flattering or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
What do you think about Drake claiming Houston all the time?
It's all flattering. You know, I just wish, you know, I think Drake did a lot, like, for our music or whatever, like, by promoting it and taking it to a whole nother level. I wish he was from Houston and doing that, but at the same time, you can't be mad at nobody who's influenced by your music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I feel
that don't sound right to me. You can't be mad at nobody who's influenced by your music. You know, it's just, you got, as long as he say, like, he shows a lot of love to Houston. Like, so if he was just acting like he ain't know us or he wasn't doing it, then, you know, it'd be a different story. But once somebody give you that love and say, you know, I love Houston, and talk about it, you can't be mad at that.
Did you hear about what's going down with him and Jazz Prince and Cortez?
I seen it on Rap Radar, and Jazz is my partner, and I ain't know that. You know what I'm saying?
They're suing him. They said that Drake hasn't gotten any royalties from any of his album sales.
You know what? I can kind of...
That's not hard to believe.
I can kind of, on the outside looking in, kind of see how that might be a little... Because you notice he never been on tour with, like, Lil Wayne and them. He always did his own little separate thing. So you can tell he was trying to get his own money, you know. And I figured that when he was going to sign with him, that it was going to be something like that.
Do you think that was a good look, him signing with Young Money?
It definitely was a good look.
Okay, was it a good idea?
He's probably the hottest artist, like, you know. So I can't say it ain't a bad idea. Now about the checks. You know, the things in the background, like, I don't know.
See, here's the thing. I like Drake.
Did you read the actual...
I read the court documents.
Did you?
Yeah,
okay.
I read them. I mean, hey, if I'm Jazz Prince, first of all, if I'm anybody in the world in the music industry, they should know, don't mess with Jazz Prince, don't mess with Jay Prince.
Yeah.
Like, I've
heard
stories.
But that's not Drake, though. That's the management company.
That's Cortez, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you know, that, to me, that's not smart. I don't care who you are. You know
Yeah.
But the thing about Drake is, you know, don't you think some of his music a little feminine?
I think he's definitely in touch with his crush on Drake.
I don't have a crush on Drake. I don't know why
he keeps
saying
that. He's in love with Drake. Yeah.
I read an interview with Drake. Now I have respect for him.
I'm going to keep it 100. I think Drake album is the best album since his album dropped. No album has beat that.
So you don't think that Channel Orange is better than Take Care?
I never heard Channel Orange. You know,
I don't think so.
Of course, like, that's an R&B album too. He ain't rapping.
Yeah.
So
he's got 3 stacks on there.
I need to check it out if it's that crazy.
It's dope.
You definitely
it's dope.
Need to check
just
it out.
Just skip over a song called Forrest Gump.
Stop saying that.
That's kind of weird, though. Like, honestly, like, I'm going to just keep it 100. Like, you know, of course he's gay. I don't understand. Like, I don't see how I'm going to be riding jamming if he's saying to a dude. Is he saying,
it's
like, him?
One,
I miss
no,
him.
It's only
I miss
one
him.
Song, and it's Forrest Gump. And in all actuality, if you listen to the context of the song, it's told from Jeannie's perspective.
It doesn't matter. Okay. It's still a dude singing about another guy. All right? It can be told from any perspective.
I'm Slim Thug. I'm ghetto. You know, of course, I don't.
Shit.
I'm just saying, like, me personally, like, I don't want to just be. I ain't got no problem with no dudes.
I'm not going to be crucial
over the song.
Peaches.
I don't have no issues with dudes being gay. They do what they want to do, but at the same time, I just can't see myself.
That's what I'm saying.
Other than that, okay,
peaches,
skip over that
peaches,
song. It
peaches.
Is still a what?
Chill out. I feel what Slim's saying. I'm not going to be driving down 45
right.
singing, I've been thinking about dudes. You know.
It doesn't even say that, though. Y'all.
That's what I hear now. I hear that now.
You know, as a man, we watch sports every day.
Yeah.
It's
I watch
a different
sports.
Thing. You know, it's like we real, like, men type of men. Like, we, like, do men drink beer, you know.
I drink beer.
It's a different story. Like,
FBGM.
Of course.
The only
you know,
thing I don't do is
story.
Grab my nuts because I don't have any.
Right, but at the same time, like, I don't mind, you know, y'all do what y'all want to do. Just don't be, you know, incorporating in my life. You know, I'm cool. I don't mind it. More girls for me. Okay.
So what do you think about Drake's beef with Chris Brown? I have to ask you.
That's crazy. I can't see how they going at it. But I think they tripping. I think Drake is tripping. He needs to fight Chris Brown. I think he needs to fight Chris Brown.
Yeah, I think
tripping on. I heard the people trying to give him that money to fight the boxing promoters.
And then like 10
million? It was a million.
Nah, I think they bumped it up to 10.
They bumped it up to 10 million.
Oh, we would box for 10
and
million.
Then the thing is, Chris Brown put this song out calling him out. Chris Brown is an R&B singer,
He said, them eyebrows, them things. Yikes.
Yeah, he talking about fight me and all this. Come on, you can't get called out by an R&B artist, man. And then you're going to do it in the ring. It ain't like you're going to get jumped. Man, you can fight. You win, lose, or drop.
Who do you think will win, though? I got to give it to Chris.
I think Chris because Chris just so he's so confident about it.
And he's country, you know what I'm saying?
But then Drake had, you know, he's been lifting weights a little bit.
Drake low-key can fight.
He probably can. That's what I'm saying. I don't see why he ain't trying to get this money.
You can't have a Jufro for that long as a kid and not be able to fight. Like, you have to know how to fight, especially if you're in a wheelchair on national television. You have to know how to fight.
Man,
well, Slim, we barely have any time left. Yeah. But tell them more about where they can get the book.
How to Survive in the Recession is online everywhere. I can just tell you that. I don't know the exact stores.
You can go to
Amazon, iTunes, everything like that. Yeah, it's definitely, man, it's a book, man. Like I said, I wrote it.
It's a pamphlet.
To give away game, you know, it's a book. You know, I kept it short and sweet, you know, just so you wouldn't have to, you know. I know I ain't no book reader. I don't read books every day. Like, she be reading them freaky novels, I bet. The Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey.
First of all, I boycotted 50 Shades of Grey, and I don't read Zane books. Yeah. I haven't read those since high school.
Yeah, since high school.
Most dudes and most guys who I'm talking to don't read like that, so I wanted to keep it short and cool and just informative. So, you know, it's cool, man. You know, I think y'all should pick it up, man. Check it out. It's worth it.
I got to say, it's funny, but it's good and informative, you know.
Yeah.
And
it is. I enjoyed it.
I actually hear your deep voice in my head.
I'm not
going to
lie. I heard you while I was reading it, too.
That's exactly what I wanted people to do. I wanted people to feel like I was talking to them, and I definitely think that happened. But like I say, man, you're going to go to Jack in the Box, spend $10 on food. You're going to spend $10 anywhere. Why not spend $10 trying to get some game to get you some money? That's what you got to always think, like, whether it's my book or anything, it's always better to invest in getting money than it is, you know, going by the new coolest Gucci's out in the store or whatever. So just remember that, man. Focus on the bread.
And remember that Slim Thug is a full-time hustler but a part-time rhymer.
And so he
always gets his bread.
That's it.
I'm a full-time hustler. I have no distractions.
That's it. It's bigger than that. It's about people still, you know, our culture. Like, the things we do, the bad business ideas people tell us to do, like make it rain, buy fancy cars, you know, that you can't afford, and you know, a lot of that, man. It's just game on all that, man.
Well, definitely, Slim, we appreciate you rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to get Peaches to give you Tay's number. I'm gonna do my best.
Do that. Just one day. Why we can't have no one date? If she don't like me after that one day, okay. she can't follow me on Twitter.
Were you on some game show?
What?
Was that you? Were you on like a Eliminate?
No, I wasn't on Eliminate.
Who did
I was
Eliminate?
On How to Survive in a Recession. We did that on
Daily
John
Show.
John Stewart.
Yeah, Daily
yeah,
Show.
On John
I knew you on
show.
Some. Yeah. Well, what we're gonna do? We're gonna have to set it up to where Slim Thug has a date show with. We gotta at least get your mom on the phone.
We gotta go on a date with Tay.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta get Tay on the phone.
Make it happen.
Hook it up.
Let's just see.
I ain't gonna be in the public place where I don't try nothing crazy.
Slim do my sister wrong. Y'all gonna be thinking I did Slim wrong.
I wouldn't do it. Let's do this.
Let's get Tay in Houston. We'll bring Slim down to the studio. Right. We'll let them hash it out on air. We can witness the chemistry live.
No, you know what we can do? We can go. She can come to Houston. We go on our date, and then the next day we can come here and talk about it.
And we'll do that. Let's do that.
That makes sense.
Let's do that. I'm helping you out, Slim. I'm trying my best.
My boy.
Let's do that.
I'm not saying anything.
Let's go. Hook it up, man.
I got you, bro.
That's my oldest. Y'all gonna get me slapped later.
Once again, thank you, Slim, for Peaches and DJ Moti. I'm Brad Gilmore. This is Brad Gilmore Show. Tune in next week. How to Survive in a Recession. Get it now.
The Brad Gilmore Show expresses views and opinions that apply to Brad Gilmore and his guest alone. They do not reflect the views and opinions of Reality Wrestling 2011 or any other entity.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.